After a long-awaited comeback, everybody is back in the studio, minus Matt. Bryce, Daniel, do you have a good summer?
Sure.
There was no football.
And, of course, the Golden Son, the co-founder of Sports Club, is back with us. Jeremy York, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be back. At least we had one of these awesome summers around here where we all learned how to scuba dive so that we could actually get out of our house.
No kidding. Guys, if you haven't noticed, we did post on Facebook and said that we're going to do a team a day for the next 32 weekdays, and we're starting with the Denver Broncos. And first off, we need to – I mean, just because of what happened today, we need to talk about the possibility. Von Miller is – there's a possibility of him being suspended for the first four games of the season.
I don't know if it's a possibility. I think it's actually happening.
Well, he's in the process of appealing, because usually when there's a suspension, there's like a long, drawn-out process, and then they're like, well, I may appeal, I may not, but this is like immediate.
Yeah, if the appeal process, I mean, from what I heard from the Aaron Hernandez case, the appeal process could last for like a year. I mean, it's just ridiculous how long you can draw this stuff out in court. You know, depending on the appeal process, he might get suspended for four games this season, next season, or two seasons from now.
Wow. Well, if it's this season, you know, does he pick the perfect 4 days with their schedule? There is no perfect four games that he can miss in a row. They have such a diverse schedule.
I think that would be the NFL commissioner. I believe it's just the first four games of the season. I don't know about that. I don't know how it is in college, but
well,
I would assume the commissioner would just say the first four.
Usually Goodell is equal opportunity.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm wondering, guys, is Von Miller gone and the other linebacker, and the name escapes me off the top of my head, that went to Baltimore.
Phillips is the backup.
No, the other linebacker that went to Baltimore this offseason.
Right?
Oh, Elvis Dumervil?
Dumervil. Yeah, with both of them gone, that takes away 30 sacks out of that front seven. And do you think the defense can recover from it?
Now that defense is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
They're going to have some problems because at least the backup for Von Miller, Sean Phillips, he was a Charger since 2004 when they drafted him, but he really hasn't done anything impactful. He's just kind of been a kind of wade in the water type guy.
Well, he had 9 sacks last year, if I read it correctly. So, I mean, it's not going to be Von Miller type, but it's at least doable. Let's talk about the Denver Broncos.
But Von Miller, think about it. Von Miller was so good because he had Elvis on helping him out. Elvis is not going to be there to help out Phillips.
True.
But if you think about it this way, the defense is going to be worse, meaning the other team is going to score quicker, which means Peyton Manning will get on the field faster.
Well, and
I'm seeing this as an advantage for the Denver Broncos.
Well, and the thing is, you know, you're saying with Dumervil gone and everything, but. The possible breakout, I was going to wait till later to mention it, but now's a good time. Derek Wolfe, who was a rookie last season, who kind of was a backup.
Six sacks last season?
Yeah, as a backup going between tackle and end. He's gonna be on the left side of the line right now, and they're projecting this guy to just blow up.
All right, well, let's talk about last year. Last year they went 13-3, had 6-0 in their division, 10-2 in the conference. Had a really, really good year, ended up going against in the AFC Championship game and losing out to the future world champion Baltimore Ravens.
It doesn't bother me. We got there, we lost, it happens.
But
only one team can win a championship a year.
But, what does it feel like to get there?
It feels good. It did feel good, you know.
And
I wouldn't know.
13-3 record. One would say that you know the only way to go up would be to go down at this point from 13-3. But seeing what they've brought in and seeing
what
Peyton Manning can do another year into this system, another year with.
But he's got a new offensive coordinator again.
Well,
they brought in a new offensive coordinator.
But does offensive coordinator really matter if Peyton Manning's the field
out
there?
No, they don't.
Exactly.
But still, like,
it's like the Queen of England. He rides to the stadium and he waves at all the people, and Peyton calls all the plays. So
pretty much. And plus, he's got Wes Welker now.
Exactly. I don't think there's any way the Broncos match their win total of last year. If you look,
they go 11-5 this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think they have to take a downward turn this year. They went 13-3 last year, and they only played 6 games against opponents that ended 500 or above, and they were 3-3 in those. And if you look at the schedule this year, it's a little bit harder than it was last year. So I really don't see them doing as good this year.
Oh, my bad. I mean, but not to mention the Chiefs have gotten better. Yep. And I believe the Chargers now are in a do-or-die situation. Yeah, they got rid of their – you know what I'm saying? I think they're like, Philip, what are you going to do? If you're not going to do it this year, we'll find somebody that will. And I think Philip's going to have a good year this year.
Well, let's also look at, too, on the players that were brought in this year. You know, Louis Vasquez, the offensive guard to help block for Payton. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie to basically fill that void left by – Tracy Porter at cornerback. Sean Phillips, and that Sean Phillips pickup is going to look more and more, you know, better and better by the day. Wes Welker, like you mentioned, is a huge pickup and a huge bring in for Peyton Manning to throw to.
Well, with Welker, you're looking at arguably a top three receiver in the past 5 years, and he goes from Brady's number one weapon to Peyton's number one weapon in an offense that was already insane. So, I mean, it's pretty much you're going to have to outscore the Broncos to win this year.
Absolutely.
And they were top five in passing last year.
You think Welker's starting his decline in his production, though? I mean, he is getting older.
No, because Wes Welker will be the number two option there in Denver. And the addition of Wes Welker in Denver, as well as the addition of Monte Ball to the draft, is just going to make their star wide receiver, Demaryius Thomas, even better. Demaryius Thomas, I was telling Billy this early, I really think he's set for a breakout year this year.
Well, and if you let Willis McGahee walk, then you have to have a lot of faith in who you draft. When they got Monte Ball, they tell Willis, have a good one.
I like the addition of Monte Ball and Wes Welker to this, but I really think the biggest impactful player they got through free agency is going to be Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. I mean, you're going to have him with Chris Harris, you know, playing 1 and 2 cornerbacks this year. I mean, that's going to be an amazing tandem against a division that's not that good. I really see them sweeping the division, and I think Rodgers-Cromartie was the biggest acquisition.
Well, you stayed there with Champ Bailey, who is still one of the top shutdowns.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Chargers beat them 1 to 2 games, and I think the Chiefs have beat them 1 of 2 games. That's going to be 2 of their losses right there.
You really think the Chiefs are going to take it to Denver this year?
I believe they'll win at home.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight, I think.
Yeah, the Chiefs will win.
I can't see the Chiefs winning more than 2 games this year.
Really? All the improvement they've done? We'll talk about them tomorrow, though. But, yeah, all the improvement they've done?
Well, with Sylvester Williams, too, the first-round draft pick for the Broncos, that big defensive tackle, that's going to help the defense out in case Von Miller actually leaves. And if Von Miller doesn't, and this appeal process lasts longer than a year, like Bryce mentioned, that's just going to make the defense stronger. And like you guys mentioned, Monte Ball, and I was actually researching this weekend, Monte Ball, according to ESPN, actually has him as the number one running back in their system right now.
Why not?
I agree. Yeah, and you know, and that was a huge pickup for them in the second round. And, you know, Bryce and I were actually talking about it, saying that how big of a pickup that would be for the Falcons if the Falcons were able to get it in the third round. But
the second Monte Ball in the second round is entertaining than the first.
I agree. Well, let's also talk about the schedule. This schedule for the Broncos is very much prime time. We've got 5 prime time games this year for the Denver Broncos, and a few of them are just fantastic games. If you look at Week 1,
go ahead. I was going to say, let me throw this in since you said something about Week 1. It's the first time that the Broncos have actually participated in an NFL's kickoff game. Like, it's the first time in their history. But it's Peyton Manning's third. And in kickoff games for the NFL, he's 1-1. So, you know, they're going against the champions. It's actually the champions. One of the first times in a long time that the champions have started off on the road.
Yeah.
So, well, that's because the city of Baltimore favors baseball over football for some reason.
No, I think that's because the Baltimore fans are embarrassed to see the roster that they are going to put out this year compared to what they had last year. That's the reason why they're going to start off.
And we'll talk about that much more later. But Week 1 is featuring, you know, Ravens coming to town. It's an AFC Championship rematch. It's a big game. Week 2, Manning versus Manning. You know, what is this, number 4? or number five of those two?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Week seven has Peyton going back to Indy, which is going to be a very, very emotional day.
Indy will win the game.
And then week 12, Peyton Brady again.
Brady wins out.
You know that. You know the week 12 between Peyton and Brady, that could really
say a lot about the playoff structure.
About the AFC Championship and the number one seed overall. Right. I mean, that could really go far into molding what the AFC picture is going
to
look like.
And this is what I was talking about with I said when Denver goes to Kansas City, it'll be right after they play the Patriots. They're going to, after leaving New England the next week. They got to go to Kansas City, off of a loss. Yeah, you know, Manning's good, but I feel that's going to be two back-to-back losses because he's going to be shook up from that Patriot loss.
Yeah, because
I will bet my life's salary that he will not have back-to-back losses against the Patriots and Chiefs.
I might take
that. That Chiefs game away. If he loses to Brady and the Pats away. Next game, I bet they'll put up at least 42 points.
Well, but also, if you look at it, the Patriot game is sandwiched by Chiefs games.
Two Chiefs games. Yeah.
They're going to win one of them. Chiefs going to win one of those.
I could see the Chiefs winning when Denver is home.
Really?
I could see Denver overlooking the Chiefs and looking towards the Patriots in the away game. And, I mean, that's a huge game. I could really see the Denver Broncos overlooking the Chiefs. I mean, because they're
looking ahead.
You think about the Chiefs.
Gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotcha. Absolutely looking ahead. Sense. You know, overlooking a small opponent, I really could see them losing week 11 to the Chiefs.
All right, well, let's make predictions real quick for the Denver Broncos. What you got, Jeremy?
Are we talking record or just
record,
overall?
Yeah.
I don't think they win 13 games. I think they'll be lucky to get 10 or 11, but I'll put them 11-5. Just because they do have Jack Del Rio as the first-year defensive coordinator, and I think even with some of the problems we talked about, that their defense is still going to be top five.
Who do you think?
Where do they end up, real quick?
Oh, they're going to win their division. They, you know, up until a few days ago, I had them as the no-brainer, probably Super Bowl winner. But no. I've seen a handful of things that could argue me the other direction in the last few days. So I would say maybe second round right now.
Okay. Daniel.
Oh, I 11-5. I stick to that 11-5. There is no no-brainer for Super Bowl. I don't know who's going to be there. There's key injuries that could happen throughout. I'm rooting for my 49ers the whole way through, but this key, so I mean, I see them 11-5 and I see them falling out and once again one step away from the Super Bowl. They lose again.
Okay, Bryce.
I see them going 10-6. They're gonna have to play, you know, they're gonna have to play road games in Cowboys Stadium, you know, in MetLife Stadium against the Colts, against the Pats. I mean, those are some pretty hard opponents on the road. I see them going 10-6, probably, and going out in the first round.
Wow, I like that. I'm like that.
Well, by Billy? First round, do you mean wild card or do you mean?
Yes, okay. Wild card.
Oh, you don't even think they get a bye?
Nope. I think they're probably the third or fourth seed.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm going to go 12-4, guys. I really think they've got a really solid team. Their defense is, you know, as much as Von Miller is a huge part of that, I really think their defense is going to step up. And I'm not sure about it, Jeremy, but I think Del Rio was their D coordinator last year. But moving forward, I really think 12-4, I think they'll be either number one, number two seed. But I have to agree with Daniel. I'm not sure they have enough to make it to the to the Super Bowl, so I think AFC Championship may be the ceiling.
Just a quick question. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, I was just gonna say, yeah, I stand corrected. I read my notes wrong. It'll actually be his second year. He had to fix the defense last year, which he did a pretty good job of.
Yeah, when they were
you took notes, Jeremy?
Third overall.
Yeah.
Like, just a quick question: If Manning doesn't win a ring, or let's say they don't even make the playoffs, yeah, that's crazy. Does he retire? Is he done?
I got Peyton playing this year and next year, and I got Brady playing one more after that, and I think they're both gone.
Okay. I think they both have at least two or three more.
I think
years
Brady will stick around for at least one or two after Manning too. I agree with that, but yeah, I don't see Manning being around for much longer.
I mean, Manning is a few years older than Brady, so
yes,
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
he came a couple years after.
All right, guys. Well, that's our preview for the Denver Broncos. Tune in tomorrow for our Kansas City Chiefs preview, which will last all of 2 minutes.
God, do we have to do that? Bryce, why do we do 32 teams?
Bryce, you was on the Chiefs nuts last year, and they suck, dude. Now they actually
improved. They were horrible.
They improved, dude.
They did not improve.
How did they not improve? Their quarterback is better. Tell me he's not.
We'll talk about this more tomorrow for Daniel, Jeremy, and Bryce. Yeah. Civilian, this has been Sports Talk. Thanks, guys.
See you. Yeah.